M Squad, you're listening to the Maya Glitters Show. My name is Maya Glitters and I'm a fashion blogger, kidpreneur and fashion editor for Coco Girl magazine. Welcome to the most inspiring podcast for budding fashionistas, where I talk to the coolest girl bosses ever. Are you ready to become a fashion icon? Let's go! Hey guys! Just waiting for a couple more of you to join. Hi. Just waiting for a couple more of you to join. So today I'm so excited because I will be interviewing the incredible Inez Williams, and I'm going to be talking to her about what she does, how she got into acting and so much more. So I'm just going to add her. Hi everyone. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. What have you been doing today?
Nothing, pretty much like watching YouTube.
Yeah, same. I've just been relaxing. It's the weekend. Yeah. So why not? Yeah. So first of all, why did you want to become an actress?
Well, I started dancing at first and then an agency came and like auditioned my dance school and I thought it'd be quite fun to be in like TV shows and stuff like that, so I decided to start.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. So what was it like filming for Worst Witch?
That was super fun. It did take a while to film, so I was off school for quite a long time, but it was really fun to like film with everybody and like be on sets and costumes and stuff like that.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. So like how long did it take to film a 20-minute episode?
Well, we didn't actually film the episodes in order. We'd film like a scene maybe from like the second episode and then like a scene from like the first episode. So it was kind of like all jumbled up, so it's kind of hard to say, but
yeah. So how did you like stay at a certain location? How long did you film? Did you film it in like blocks or
Yeah, we did. So we stayed in like a house, just like a normal house but with all of us like together. It was quite near to the set and then we just kind of drive there and film a couple scenes a day and then go back.
That sounds really fun, just like hanging out with the cast.
Yeah.
So what did you learn anything from any of them? Did you learn any lessons or?
Well, I think the experience, like being on set with everyone and like with directors or like lighting people, and it's kind of like you get to know what happens like on your favorite TV shows, like what's kind of going on, like
definitely. So how did it feel to like actually be on a TV show that's viewed by so many people? How did it feel?
It was super fun. I think it kind of like only hit when the show aired, not really when and then you were getting like fans and like followers and stuff, which is really cool.
Yeah, it sounds just so incredible. So have you done anything else for CBBC or any other events?
Not for CBBC, but I've done like some adverts for things like IKEA or like different countries.
Yeah.
And I did a Sky TV series as well.
Yeah, it just sounds so fun. So also, I also know that you were on the Matilda musical in the West End. So what was that like? What was it like going from theatre to TV?
So I think theatre is a lot harder than TV because you only have like one chance, so if you mess up you kind of just have to keep going on, whereas in TV if you mess up you can do it again. It is quite different, like the environment, because you're actually seeing your audience rather than like it being on a screen, which is different as well, but I do like both.
Yeah, so which one do you prefer, would you say?
That would be quite hard to say, because I think with theatre, I got to dance and sing as well, which was all three, so that was fun. But with TV, I got to, like, stay in a house with all of my friends and stuff, and we were going, like, shopping together and stuff, so that just kind of made it more fun. So I'm not really sure.
I'd find it hard to choose, too, because they're both, like, so cool, but in different ways, as you said. So I also know that, like, you do so much. You also did a voiceover for 101 Dalmatian Street. Like, what was that like?
That was really fun. That was like my first. So I did a couple of voiceovers for like things for different countries, where like, so for different countries learning a language, and you kind of do that. So I've done that before, but when I did the TV show, it was really cool because you're seeing like an animated character and you're like talking as them. So it was really fun.
Yeah, so what's the process like? So you get the script then.
Yeah, so I so only sometimes I'd get it before, but usually I'd get the script when I'm there. So I kind of like read it over a couple of times, and then the TV is like moving, and then you kind of speak as the character's like talking. So
Yeah.
yeah, that's really
So that
fun.
must have been just so cool. And once it aired as well, you'd be like, oh my gosh, that's my voice. Like,
Yeah.
So what advice would you give to aspiring actors or people that want to get on television, theatre, or they just want to start in the acting industry?
So I'd say to make sure you join an agency because they send you for auditions and stuff like that. And also to honestly just go for it. Like in auditions, just do your best. Or like if you don't get something, like not to be disheartened or anything, because there's always like other opportunities.
Yeah, I think that's really important too, because sometimes you just won't be able to get into certain ones, but you just need to keep trying. Like, that's the same with all industries too. So I also know you love dancing, as you mentioned earlier. So what styles do you do?
I pretty much do all styles of dancing. I think I am stronger in like jazz and lyrical and things like that. But yeah, I pretty much do all of them.
Really? Wow. So how long have you been doing dancing?
My mum put me into dancing when I was about two, so I've been doing it for
Wow.
like 11 years, I think that is, or 12 years.
Wow. You
So
must be
quite a while.
amazing. Well, you are
Thank
amazing. So
you.
I also noticed that Abby Miller follows you. Like, how?
Well, I watched Dance Moms for ages, and then I saw that with the quarantine and stuff, she was doing online dance classes. So I decided to like sign up for them, and because I've been doing pretty much every single one of her lessons, she kind of like followed me back.
Oh
So
my
yeah,
gosh,
that's
that's
really
so
cool.
cool. And she likes all your posts too. So what can we expect from you in the future, like in terms of everything?
Well, I guess you'd have to wait and see, honestly. I'll be doing a lot more dance classes when things go back to normal and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, sounds so fun. So now just to finish off, I have a couple of quick fire questions. It's basically this or that, just answer whichever one you prefer. So
Okay.
first of all, London or New York?
Or I think New York, because I haven't really been
Same.
there, so that'd be cool.
Yeah, and I'm sick of the London weather. I need some warmth.
Yeah.
Gold or silver?
Gold, definitely. I love
Same.
gold.
Yeah. Bucket hats or cat eye sunglasses?
I think bucket hats, they seem quite cool.
Yeah, same. And pom-pom key rings or pom-pom hairbands?
Pom-pom hairbands.
Yeah, and finally, Häagen-Dazs or Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah. Okay, now I'd normally just do a Q&A, so if any of the audience have any questions, just feel free to put them in the question box or in the chat. So I'll just give them a bit of time to type them. Let me see if we've got any questions so far. We've got so much going on in the chat, honestly. Just gonna wait for a couple of questions. Where did you learn your craft?
As in, like dancing, I think.
Yeah, or
Yeah, so
anything.
my mum put me into a studio when I was two, so I did that, and then I joined an agency when I was about five, six, maybe. I had one a bit before, but that was for only like modeling and stuff like that. But
Yeah.
yeah.
Also, a random question, would you live in Australia?
Well, I'm quite afraid of like spiders and bugs, so probably not, because I know they have a lot of those there.
Also got another question. How old are you?
I'm 14.
Did you go to performing arts school? I think you covered that earlier, but yeah. What's your favorite color?
Pink, like a pastel
Oh my
pink,
gosh,
or maybe
same.
like, yeah, I love pink, or maybe like something.
Me. Yeah. So you were amazing in Westwich. How was your experience?
It was super fun. I did 3 seasons and I just had so much fun with like the cast because obviously it's the same. So I was doing it with them for pretty much 3 years. So yeah, it was super fun doing on sets and like learning scripts and costumes and like just everyone behind this like the scenes that you don't see were all really nice as well. So yeah.
Yeah, there's another question asking, do you know if there's going to be another season of Worst Witch?
I'm not too sure about that.
Okay. Another question, what's the best job you have done?
Well, I don't think I could choose because I've loved like every single one. It's kind of like when I pick musical theatre or like film because they're both so
Yeah.
different, but I love both of them, so I don't think I'd be able to choose.
Yeah, same. So another question. If you were not Beatrice in The Worst Witch, which character would you want to be?
Probably like Ethel because she was the opposite,
Yeah.
like the exact opposite to my character. So I think that'd
Yeah.
be cool to play an
Yeah.
opposite.
Yeah, I always w watch The Worst Witch wondering like what it would be like to play each of the characters.
Yeah.
So another question, do you play Minecraft? Kind of random too, but
No, I don't. I've played it before, but I don't really play it like regularly.
yeah, same. So what's your favorite hairstyle?
Probably like a low ponytail because it's just easy. Like
Yeah,
it takes 5 seconds.
simple. Yeah. And I think we'll do a couple more questions. What are your aspirations for the future? Where do you see yourself in like 5 years' time?
Well, I'd like to see myself like on another West End show or something, or
Yeah.
another TV series. So kind of the same as what I'm doing, but like more.
Yeah. So I think we'll take a couple more questions. If you could collaborate with any actress, who and why?
I really like Emma Roberts because I just like the characters that she plays, and I'd really like to meet her.
Yeah.
Or Emma Watson.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty
They're
much
both
they
so
two.
talented though, like
Yeah.
literally, they're so talented. What do you like best about being Beatrice in Worst Witch?
I think Beatrice is a really fun character. Like she just seems really nice and bubbly, and I think her like characteristics aren't that much different to mine. Like I kind of relate to her in some ways, so it was really fun to play her.
Yeah. Do you stay in contact with the rest of the crew cast?
Yeah, I do. We have this group chat on Snapchat, and we like send each other
Oh,
videos and stuff.
yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to stay in contact with those sort of people.
Yeah.
What's your favorite movie?
I like this movie called Orphan. It's like a horror movie.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
And
I haven't
yeah,
watched it
and
though.
isn't it romantic, which is kind of like the opposite, but yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah. Where would you like to live when you grow up?
Probably like LA or something because of the sunny weather.
Yeah, same. I want to go somewhere where it's warm.
Yeah.
And what musical would you love to be in? Like, if you could have anything?
Probably like Wicked or
Oh
The
my gosh,
Fall, something
yes.
like that, because all the costumes are really good and I really like all the songs, or like Mean Girls or something like that.
Yeah. And what book are you reading right now?
I'm reading a book called, it's like The Glass House or The Glass, something like that. It's just kind of about like, I don't really know because I'm not that much into it, but yeah.
Yeah. So thank you so much for letting me interview you. I've had so much fun talking to you, catching up, seeing what you've been doing. It's just been amazing.
Thank you for having
Thank you. Bye.
me. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.